Ed Snyder is equity analyst at Charter Equity Research, on the line live out of Colorado Springs. Ed, good to talk to you. Appreciate your time. Any surprises for you in the INTC numbers?
It's a pleasure to be here. Their guidance for next quarter and for the year is declined again. We expected it to be soft. They guided for that at the end of last quarter. But I think the downturn in China is hitting them a little bit harder than expected. And the balancing act, they've worked really well last year of trying to grow in some of the new markets, offsetting some of the declines in PCs, not working out as quite as well this year. So that was a downside surprise, which is why the stock's off.
Okay, Ed, you know, a couple of minutes ago we were talking to somebody who was saying and lamenting the fact that for a lot of companies, you know, it's not just an earnings recession but a top-line recession, and if the bottom line looks any better, it's still down to cost-cutting. If the stock price looks any better, it's due to stock buybacks. Does that apply to INTC?
Yes, I think it does. And in fact, in semiconductors in general, that is the problem. The market's matured a lot. It's not 2003 anymore, and so you're seeing substantially slower growth, higher cash returns, so naturally they're buying back more stocks. And I think that's an apt description of what we're facing probably for most of this year, is that you want to watch the top line. That's the best indication. You can't fake that. If that's not growing or if it's shrinking, you know, you can mess around with costs and tax rates, et cetera, to improve the EPS, but there's no getting around the fact that revenue is slowing, and I think that's going to be endemic.
Okay, we were talking earlier about INTC's strategic pivot from chips to the cloud. And when you break down the numbers, their data center group growth was 9%, up 9% to Q1, which sounds good, except that they have been calling for double-digit growth. Now, they're saying they're confident they're still going to hit that sort of double-digit pace. Are you?
No, I don't think you could be. I mean, Intel's revised their guidance several times throughout the year, so they're confident where they're sitting today, but we'll see where that winds up in July and then in September. I don't think they'll end the year that way. And you're exactly correct. The earlier projections, and everybody's, including ours, were for better growth, and then China started slowing down. So you're still growing data center in some of the other areas. You're shrinking in PCs, which is far and away the largest revenue segment, so the blend is not favoring their top line. So overall, yeah, the signs are out that the economies are starting to slow, especially China. And that's going to hit all their businesses, even ones that are still growing.
Okay. Ed, listen, I've got to ask you before we let you go. Stacy Smith, CFO, suddenly new role. Half the company reports to him. Is it going to be positive for the company?
Well, I think it is. Stacy's been been a CFO for a long time. He's a great guy. He knows this business inside and out. He's been around for multiple CEOs, so his understanding of the operations and sales are probably second to none. So moving him off to more of an operations focused will probably help out a bit. Not that the CFO role is easy, but his background should lend itself well. And he's right. They're very diversified these days, so they could probably use the help.
Okay. All right, Ed, got to go. Good to talk to you. Ed Snyder there, Charter Equity Research on the line live.